诸位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。我们一起来祷告。爱我们的父神，感谢你，让我们再次到主面前来歌颂赞美你。愿主你的圣灵来打开我们的心眼，来了解主你借着经文所要对我们的说话。
So that we can understand the message that you want to speak to us through your scripture.
祷告奉靠耶稣基督的圣名。
Pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 在希腊的神话中，宙斯就是众神之首，他造了人类第一个女性，叫做潘多拉。
So in Greek mythology, Zeus, the ruler of all gods, he created a human. The first woman's name is Pandora.
宙斯给潘多拉一个盒子，吩咐他说，绝对不可以将那个盒子打开。
So Zeus gave Pandora a box and told her never to open the box.
但是那个盒子对潘多拉的引诱太大了。
But it was way too tempting for Pandora.
最后他打开了那个盒子。
And eventually she opened the box.
原来那个盒子里面就是装满了各种的灾难和灾祸。
And the box was holding all kinds of disasters and plagues.
于是所有的那一些祸患飞向整个世界。
They escaped and flew toward the world.
所以整个世界呢，充满了各种的灾祸。
The world's filled with all kinds of disasters.
但是只有一件东西没有跑出去，那就是希望。
But there's one thing that remained in the box, and that was hope.
希腊的哲学的智慧要告诉人一件重要的事。
So the wisdom here in the Greek mythology wants to tell humans one important thing.
就是人在世上的生活将遇到各种的灾难和祸害。
So in this life, we will encounter all types of disasters and plagues.
但是我们仍然有希望。
But we still have hope.
我们生活在这个世界上，不可以失去盼望。
But to live in this world, we cannot lose this hope.
我们在待降节当中来准备迎接圣诞节的来临。
So in this Advent season, we're waiting for the arrival of Christmas.
象征人类处在罪恶的黑暗当中，期待耶稣基督救赎的来临。
It symbolizes us being in the darkness, waiting for the salvation of Jesus to come to us.
耶稣就是人类的光明和盼望。
Jesus is our light and hope.
以赛亚书第九章第二节说，在黑暗中行走的百姓看见了大光，住在死荫之地的人有光照耀他们。
In Isaiah 9:2, the people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned.
继续在第六节说，因有一位婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担任在他的肩头上，他名称为奇妙、测试、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。
Then verse 6 continues, For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor.Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
在新约时代，使徒保罗告诉我们，神早在旧约里面所应许人类的救主，已经在耶稣基督里面来实现了。
And in the New Testament, Apostle Paul already told us that God has already prophesied in the Old Testament that the Savior is going to come.
神借着耶稣基督让我们世人跟神有和睦的关系。
And through Jesus Christ, we can reconcile our relationship with God.
所以我们从今天所读罗马书第五章一到五节里面，我们共同来领受神的话语。
So from the first five verses in Romans 5, let's receive God's message.
第一就是在基督里的盼望。
The first is the hope in Christ.
罗马书第五章第一节说，既然我们因信得以被称为义人，我们就借着主耶稣基督跟上帝有和睦的关系。
In Romans 5:1, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
意思就是，当我们愿意以信心来接受神所为我们预备的救赎的办法，我们就跟神恢复了和好的关系。
So we can restore a good relationship with God if we're willing to accept God's salvation by through faith.
原因就是神的话语告诉我们，世界上的人因违背了神的命令，我们离开了神，我们跟神的关系破坏。
And the reason is that God told us we disobeyed Him.And we tried to take his position, and we sinned, and we left him, and the relationship was broken.
罗马书第五章十二节说，罪从一人进入世界，因着罪，死就接踵而来，于是死亡临到了全人类，因为人人都犯罪。
Verse 12 tells us, therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, and in this way, death came to all people because all sinned.
我在台湾神学院毕业之后，1974到1976年到台湾的东北部罗东地区的世界教会牧会。
So when I was in Taiwan and when I graduated from seminary school, I went to the northeast region in Taiwan to the church of 世界 and I ministered there.
我们教会以及弟兄姐妹很多人在过去几年当中也帮助他们的建堂的工作。
In the past few years, many brothers and sisters in this congregation also helped with their building a new church.
教会在当时有附设幼稚园，差不多有100位小朋友。
And that church at the time also had a preschool embedded in it and had about 100 kids.
教会的牧师或者是传道呢，也负责管理幼稚园。
Also, the pastor's responsibility for that church to manage that preschool.
这个是我当时在神学院没有学到的。
I didn't learn that from seminary school.
有一次幼稚园的活动，我们幼稚园的车呢就载着小朋友到宜兰公园去郊游。
So one time we had a field trip and the bus took the kids to a candy bar.
各班的老师负责照顾自己班上的小朋友。
So all the teachers were responsible for their own kids in the class, their classes.
当小朋友下车之后，我离开这个小朋友下车的地方差不多几十公尺的地方有一个小小的池子，我在边缘那边站着。
So after the kids were dropped off, I walked toward that drop off point, and there's a pond nearby.
看到这个小池子呢，上面一层绿绿的藻类盖起来。
And the water in the pond was covered by a green layer of algae.
当我将我的眼光移到我的脚前的时候，一看，水里呢有一个东西，轻轻的浮上来又沉下去。
And then when I moved my vision toward near my feet, I saw something bobbing lightly in the water.
我仔细一看，是一个小朋友的头。
It was a kid.
我就赶快双手将那个小孩子从水里拉起来。
Immediately, I pulled him up.
当天我确实的救了一个生命。
And that day, I saved a life.
那个小朋友是我们幼稚园的孩子。
It was also a kid from our preschool.
我真是感谢神的恩典与怜悯，当天没有失去那个小孩子。
We thank God's grace and mercy that day we didn't lose that kid.
那个小孩子沉在水里，不能够救自己。
The kid was sinking and he couldn't help himself.
他在当时的处境之下，需要有人拉他一把，他才能够获救。
In that predicament, he needed someone to pull him up so he could be saved.
我们可以做类似的一个比喻，当我们世界上的人处在罪恶之中的时候，我们不能够救自己。
In the very same way that us were in sin, we cannot save ourselves.
因此神差遣他的爱子到世界上来拉我们一把，把我们从世人从罪恶当中拯救出来。
So therefore God sent his only begotten Son to the world to give us a hand, to pull us from sin.
马太福音记载，天使在梦中向约瑟显现，告诉他玛利亚从圣灵怀胎的消息。
So Matthew tells us that the angel appeared to Joseph, telling him that what's conceived in Mary was through the Holy Spirit.
马太第一章二十一节说，他将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因为他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
The angel tells Joseph, she will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins.
今天神盼望我们每一个人能够勇敢地踏出信心的脚步，来接受耶稣基督救赎的恩典，来成为神的儿女。
So today, God also hopes that we're bold and take that first step of faith to accept the grace of salvation from Jesus Christ to become God's children.
罗马书第五章第二节说，借着信，基督使我们得以活在上帝的恩典里，因此我们欢欢喜喜的盼望分享上帝的荣耀。
In Romans 2, through whom we have gained access by faith into the grace in which we now stand, and now we boast in the hope of the glory of God.
意思就是我们借着耶稣基督来进入神荣耀的国度里面。
It means that through Jesus Christ we enter the glorious kingdom of God.
腓立比书第三章二十节说，然而我们是天上的公民。
And Philippians 3:20 tells us that our citizenship is in heaven.
我们在耶稣基督里面得到一个身份的改变。
In Jesus Christ, our identity changed.
我们从世俗属世的公民来成为属天的公民。
We became from a citizen of this world, we became a citizen in heaven.
所以哥林多后书第四章十八节说，我们并不是关心看得见的事物，而是关心看不见的事物。看得见的是暂时的，看不见的是永恒的。
In 2 Corinthians 4:18, so we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal.
在我们每天的生活里面，看得见的事物当然对我们也是很重要的。
In our daily lives, the things that we can see are also very important to us.
耶稣在主导文里面教导我们向神祷告，在马太福音第六章十一节说，我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们。
And Jesus taught us to pray in this way, give us today our daily bread.
耶稣告诉我们，神也关心我们每天生活上基本的需要。
Jesus also tells us that God also cares our basic needs in our lives.
但是我们不是只关心追求在这世上所看得见暂时的事物。
But it doesn't mean that we only care about what is seen in this world, these temporary things.
我们更应当借着我们的人生来荣耀上帝。
But more we need to glorify God through our lives.
我们借着在这世上的财宝来关心神的国度。
We use the wealth in this world for the good of God's kingdom.
因此能够让更多的人来领受耶稣基督的福音。
So that more people could come and receive the gospel of Jesus Christ.
我们小会在去年曾经讨论有关主日爱餐的事宜。
Last year in session, the topic came up to discuss the agape meal.
在教会里面，我们谈到我们应当如何来看啊每个主日啊的中餐。
We're talking about how to manage this agape meal.
第一个想法啊，如果爱餐就像啊我们一般自己在吃中餐这样的话啊，这个消费啊是花费在我们自己的身上。
The first thought is to treat the agape meal just like a regular lunch, so the expense is actually on ourselves.
啊，这个费用应当是自己来支付才对。
So the funding should come from the congregation.
啊，不应该由教会来支付。
Instead of the church budget.
并且支付给教会的金额也不应该算是奉献。
And also this funding would not count as tithe.
因为这个费用是使用在自己的身上。
Because again, this expense is on ourselves.
第二个想法啊，就是我们把爱餐当作教会的事工。
But the second thought is, let's treat this agape meal as a ministry in church.
啊，教会借着提供主日的爱餐，因此能够让许多的弟兄姐妹在主日礼拜与主日学之后留下来一起。爱餐能够彼此的交易。
That through this agape meal, more brothers and sisters could stay after Sunday worship and Sunday class to fellowship.
啊，兄弟姐妹，大家在爱餐当中啊，彼此因此能够有更多的时间来交易，来认识。
And so that we could have more time during agape meal to get to know each other.
啊，彼此之间因此能够有更深入的了解与关怀。
And then we can understand more deeply and to care for each other.
因此啊，当有人遇到了特别的困难的时候，在爱餐谈话当中啊，获得了帮助。
And maybe when someone encounters special circumstance, that through the discussion, the communication during the agape meal, they could get help.
当有人处在沮丧之中，啊，因着爱餐，从弟兄姐妹当中得到了安慰。
那 through this agape meal, someone could get comforted when they're in despair.
当有人在失望当中，啊，借着啊朋友以神的话语来勉励，啊，使他重新能够再次的站起来。
And someone could get encouragement, and also stand up again through the encouragements.And God's words when they're losing hope.
当有人在信心软弱的时候，啊，处在怀疑之中的时候，因着爱餐里面的朋友的鼓励，因此充满着信心与盼望。
Someone could regain hope when they're feeling spiritually weak and doubtful, that they could gain more love and encouragement from God and friends.
当有人从爱餐的教义当中能够得着啊以上所提到。啊，之一或种种的帮助的时候，那是不能够以金钱来衡量的。
So when someone receives all this during the agape meal, this is not something that could be measured by money.
小会大家慎重的讨论之后，决定爱餐是我们的教会事工之一。
And after a really thoughtful discussion, we decided that the agape meal is going to be a church ministry.
让大家来关心、来支持。
So that we can all care support.
当我们慷慨地为这个事工来关心付出的时候，我们知道我们在参与在一个非常重要与有意义的事上，我们在帮助营造耶稣基督的身体，就是他的教会。
When we generously also put up our efforts for this ministry, we know that we're doing a meaningful service, that we're helping to build Jesus' body, the church.
使徒保罗说：“看得见的事是暂时的，看不见的事是永恒的。”
Again, Apostle Paul says, "But what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal."
我们在教会各样的事工上的参与，我们是在参与在神之永恒的国度里面。
And all the service that we participate in, all the different ministries, these are all working for the eternal.
这个价值与意义是存到永恒的。
And the value and the meaning is also eternal.
彼得·戈梅斯是哈佛大学的教授、神学家。
So、Peter Gomes, he is a Harvard Divinity School professor, so also a theologian.
戈梅斯 有一次在哈佛大学的教堂里面，向哈佛的学生、教职员讲道的时候，他说：“以前我们看到纽约的世贸中心大楼的时候，世界上没有任何东西比它更真实。”
So one time he was preaching to the students and instructors in one of the chapels in Harvard.And then he said that when we look at the World Trade Center, there's nothing more real than those buildings.
这个大楼高入云霄，它的建筑物非常的雄伟坚固。
So the towers are high into the sky, the buildings are strong and majestic.
每年从哈佛大学毕业这些优秀的学生，好多人都希望跑到那里去工作。
And every year, all the brightest graduates, they all want to go there and work there.
那两个大楼，他说真实的真实，却现在已经不见了。
The Twin Towers were really real, but now they don't exist anymore.
在911事件的时候。他说：“啊，这两个大楼啊，他们是成为一堆的脆石瓦砾啊，融化的钢铁，破碎的玻璃，破碎的盼望与失落的身体。”
After 9/11, he said those buildings are a pile of rubble, molten steel, broken glass, and broken hopes and lost bodies.
他们的权利。与永恒性只不过是一个幻觉。
That their power and their permanence were only an illusion.
正是我们在赞礼当中所说的话，说他们是尘归尘，土归土。
Just as we say in the burial office, they're ashes to ashes, dust to dust.
格雷斯强调说，我不是要从这些情况中做千世藐视的比喻。
Peter Gomes, he emphasized that I do not wish to make a cheap parable out of these circumstances.
而是我们现在必须开始去问什么是真正的真实。
But one must now really begin to ask what is really real.
什么是耐久的？
What endures?
什么是长存的？
What lasts?
而什么是会死的？
And what is subject to the fatality?
这些话来提醒我们关心神之永恒的国度。
So these words remind us that we need to care about God's eternal kingdom.
世上的国度有一天会过去。
And the kingdom in this world is going to pass.
我们应当来分享上帝的荣耀。
And let's share God's glory.
我们借着耶稣基督进到神的荣耀的国度里面。
Through Jesus Christ, we can enter into God's glorious kingdom.
并且我们现在是活在这个世界上，盼望我们借着我们的作为、我们的爱心、生活的见证，能够来彰显神的荣耀。
So living in this world, we hope that through our works, through our loving service, through our the witnesses in our lives that we could exemplify God's glory.
这是存到永远的。
These are eternal.
第二，患难中的盼望。
Second is the hope in suffering.
再回到罗马书第五章三到四节说，即使在患难中，我们仍然喜乐，因为我们知道患难培养忍耐，忍耐产生毅力，毅力带来。
Let's go back to the scriptures in Romans 5:3-4. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings because we know that the suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope.
艾利维瑟是一位作家，诺贝尔的得主，诺贝尔奖的得主，犹太人大屠杀的幸存者。
Elie Wiesel is an author, a Nobel Prize winner, and also a survivor from the Holocaust.
他说他在波兰的 Breslau 的城市一间古老的犹太会堂发现了一个牌子，写着说 不要放弃。
So one time he shared that in a town called Breslov in Poland, there's an old Jewish synagogue. He found a plaque that says, "Don't give up."
这个信息带给150年以前啊波兰的犹太人很大的鼓励啊，甚至在第二次世界大战犹太人大屠杀的期间，也带来无数的这些犹太人很大的鼓励与盼望。
And he said that that message gave the Jewish people living in Poland 150 years ago really a lot of encouragement. And even during the Second World War, for the Jewish people who were going through the Holocaust, it gave them a lot of hope and encouragement.
不要放弃盼望。
And don't give up.
如果我们能够看到或者存着盼望，我们将不至于放弃。
If we can see and have hope and keep hope, we will not give up.
我们能够在受苦患难之中有忍耐。
And that in suffering and hardship, we could have perseverance.
比如很多爷爷奶奶阿公阿嬷这个年纪大的从台湾中国或者其他地方要坐很久的飞机到美国来探望他们的孩子的孙子。
And just like a lot of the grandparents, they're getting older, and but they have to travel from Taiwan or China to fly a long way to the United States to see their grandchildren.
虽然语言不通长途的旅行的疲倦，但是在他们的心中，一想到说要来看这些可爱的孙子们或者儿女亲人的相见因此长途旅行，这些劳累辛苦，他们就能够忍受。
And despite the language barrier and the long tiresome travel trips, when they think about seeing their adorable grandchildren and their family, they could persevere that tiredness.
罗马书第五章第三节说：“不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的。”
And not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings.
使徒保罗告诉我们一个现实的问题，就是在这个世界上我们也会遭遇到苦难或者是患难。
The Apostle Paul told us a very real problem, that is that in this world we will encounter hardship.
正如耶稣在约翰福音十六章三十三节所说的，你们在世上有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
Just like Jesus said in John 16:33, in this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world.
当我们受洗成为一个基督徒，不代表我们所有一切的问题都消失了。
When we get baptized and become a Christian, it doesn't mean all of our problems go away.
不代表我们所有一切的问题都解决了。
Doesn't mean we can solve all the problems.
我们有许多问题仍然存在那里。
Many of the problems are still there.
但是我们对那些问题的态度或是看法不同了。
But what's changed is our attitude and perspective.
我们的心境不同了。
Our mindsets are different.
我们的心里有平安，因为我们信靠神。我们求神赐给我们能力和智慧去解决所碰到的问题。
There's peace in our hearts because we trust in the Lord and we pray for Him to give us ability and wisdom to solve the problems that we encounter.
并且我们也将经历神奇妙的帮助我们去解决那些的问题或困难。
And then we could experience how God has amazingly will help us solve all these problems.
因此保罗说甚至我们在患难当中也是欢欢喜喜的。
Therefore, Apostle Paul said, even in suffering, we're going to be joyful.
一位学者 Marshall 说，没有无望的情况，唯独人们对那一些情况产生无望。
Marshall Fogg, he said, there are no hopeless situations. There are only men who have grown hopeless about them.
有一个人在芝加哥以前的大火当中，他的商店全被烧毁了。
There was a guy who lost his store in the Great Fire in Chicago.
他隔天早晨带了一张桌子，把它立在烧焦的 这些瓦砾当中在上面放一个牌子。
And the next morning he brought a desk, and then he put it right in the middle of all the burnt debris, and on top of the desk he put a sign.
那个牌子说，除了妻子、儿女与盼望之外，一切都损失了。
And the sign said, everything lost except wife, children, and hope.
明天早上照常营业。
And business will resume as usual tomorrow morning.
这就是乐观与盼望。
And this is optimism and hope.
像刚才那个人不必被恶劣的环境所打倒。
He doesn't have to succumb to the unfavorable circumstances.
海伦·凯勒，眼盲又这个耳聋，他说，虽然世界充满着苦难，但也充满着许多胜过他的人。
Helen Keller, as we know, she was blind and deaf, and she once said, although the world is full of suffering, it is also full of the overcoming of it.
这就是我们在耶稣基督里面的信心，使我们胜过苦难。
This is our faith in Christ that we can overcome the suffering.
使徒保罗在宣教上面遇到许多的苦难。
Apostle Paul, on his path to ministry, he encountered many problems.
但是他靠着主所赐给他的能力，他克服了所有一切的困难。
But relying on the ability granted by Jesus, he overcame those suffering.
哥林多后书第四章七到九节，使徒保罗说：“我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里面，瓦器里面就是代表他的身体，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，而不是出于我们。”我们四面受敌，却不被困住；心里作难，却不致失望；遭逼迫，却不被丢弃；打倒了，却不致死亡。
In 2 Corinthians 4, 7 through 9, Apostle Paul also said, "But we have this treasure in jars of clay, referring to our bodies, to show that this all surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed."But I am spared, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed.
我们在这世上有苦难，但是我们有盼望，因为主是我们的依靠。
In this world, we have trouble, but we have hope because God is our reliance.
圣诞节带给我们一个好的消息，就是耶稣基督到这苦难的世界里面来跟我们同在。
And Christmas brings us a good news that Jesus came to this world suffering to be with us.
他是一位以马内利的上帝，就是神跟我们同在。
And he is the God of Emmanuel, that meaning that he is with us.
最后因此我们得着一个不落空的盼望。
And finally, we gain a hope that doesn't fall down.
罗马书第五章第五节说，这盼望不会使我们失望。因为上帝借着他赐给我们的圣灵，把他的爱浇灌在我们心里。
In Romans 5:5, and hope does not put us into shame, because God's love has been poured on out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us.
在苦难的世界当中，神是我们永远的盼望。
In this world of hardship, God is our eternal hope.
他绝不会让我们失望。
And he will not let us lose hope.
圣灵把神的爱来浇灌在我们的心里。
The Holy Spirit poured God's love into our hearts.
就是我们的心里充满着神的爱。
So that our hearts could be filled with God's love.
我们无论处在任何的情况当中，我们将体验神的爱在我们的当中。
So that under any kind of circumstances, we could experience that God's love is among us.
神既然爱你我们当然他都会为我们的好处来着想。
Since God loves us so much, He's always in our best interest.
他必然会我们做最好的预备与供应。
He will give us the best preparation and providence.
罗马书第八章三十五节说，谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身露体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？
Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution, or famine or nakedness or danger or sword?
当然，使徒保罗要告诉我们说，无论是天上地下，所有任何的事情都不能够让我们与基督的爱隔绝。
And of course, the answer to that is that there's nothing in this world that will separate us from the love of Jesus Christ.
希伯来书十二章第一节提到说，既然我们有这么多见证人，像云彩围绕着我们。
In Hebrews 12:1, therefore, since we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses.
意思就是，从古到今，有许多这些的见证人，好像天上的云彩那么多，向我们见证神是一位信实的神。
And since the old ages until now, there are so many witnesses in the heaven like cloud, to witness how faithful our God is.
他对我们的应许永远不落空。
That His promise to us never fall through.
因此啊。我们不至于失望。
Therefore, we'll never lose hope.
神是一位爱我们的神。
God is a loving God.
他实现在历史当中，像旧约这些的先知所预言的，要赐给我们人类一位救主弥赛亚，果然在耶稣基督出生了。
And God fulfilled all the prophecies that were foretold by the prophets in the Old Testament to foretell that the coming of Messiah, the Savior, and surely enough, Jesus Christ was born.
神是一位信实的神。
And God is a faithful God.
因此我们可以勇敢地来信靠他。
So that we can be bold and come and trust Him.
因为他是我们所有一切的盼望。
Because He's all of our hope.
所以从今天罗马书第五章里面，我们感谢神来领受在基督里永远的盼望。
So that in Romans 5 today, we thank God that we can receive an eternal hope in Christ.
在基督里，我们的人生充满着盼望。
And in Christ, our lives are filled with hope.
神在基督里来爱我们世界上的人。
That God loves all of us through Jesus Christ.
神的爱使我们充满着盼望。
And God's love helps us to be filled with hope.
并且我们能够以神的爱去爱人。
So that we can love others with God's love.
在患难当中，我们有盼望。
And that even in hardship, that we still have hope.
因为在苦难当中，神的爱跟我们同在。
Because even in suffering, God's love is with us.
神赐给我们力量去面对一切的困难。
And God will grant us the ability to overcome all the troubles.
因此我们有盼望。
And therefore we have hope.
神是信实的神，他值得我们的依靠。
And God is faithful. He's worthy of our reliance.
世界上没有一件事能够让我们与神的爱隔绝。
And there's nothing in this world that's going to separate our love with Christ.
因为他是一位活活的神。
Because He's a living God.
所以我们能够以勇敢的态度来踏出我们的脚步，来接受神在基督里面给我们的盼望。
So that we can be bold and take that first step to receive the hope that's given us through Jesus Christ.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
爱我们父神，我们特别在这代降节的期间，我们感谢你。当我们人类处在黑暗的时候，你赐给我们盼望。
Our loving Father, in this season of Advent.Give you thanks because you give us hope even though we're in darkness.
这个盼望就是主耶稣基督的来临。
And this hope is the coming of Jesus Christ.
主耶稣基督成为我们的盼望。
And Jesus Christ is our hope.
让我们能够踏出我们的信心来接受你所赐给我们的礼物。
So that we can take that first step of faith to receive the gift from you.
在我们弟兄姐妹当中，或许有人处在困难的处境当中。
Perhaps the brothers and sisters in this congregation who are suffering.
求主你的话语来提醒我们，在主里面有盼望。
May your word remind us that in you we have hope.
因为你是一位活活的主来带领我们的路程。
Because you're a living God who will guide us.
求主呢，将主您的平安来赐给我们。
You grant us your peace.
在每天的生活当中，充满着你的盼望。
So that our everyday lives were filled with your hope.
能够在任何处境当中，知道你的爱在我们当中。
And that under any kind of circumstances, that we know that your love is among us.
祷告奉靠耶稣基督的圣名。
Praise in Jesus' name.
Amen.